operative, yes. sharp, piercing, dividing, and discerning word.
Amen.
What a word.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead. Let's have the sisters read Roman numeral 1 together.
Amen.
Dividing the soul from the human spirit.
Amen.
You know, Saints, when I first came into the church, I didn't have this kind of realization or even this concept that God had a human spirit. And then one day, a brother shared with me a verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that says, God of peace, sanctify you wholly, may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right then, I realized, you know, I have a human spirit.
Amen.
But up until then, I just thought I had a soul, just a body and a soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you might consider this, say you shepherd a new one, or maybe even someone who's been in the Lord for more than 20 years, and never really saw the three parts of man, mm-hmm. realized they had a human spirit. Mm-hmm. They knew Christ lives in them, mm-hmm. they're saved, they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, mm-hmm. but maybe mm-hmm. there's some kind of thought, and kind of, you know, misunderstanding according to the teaching they received. They just have a soul, but no spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We realize our human spirit is just an organ.
Amen.
You can see it within the soul. It's the deepest part of our being.
Amen.
And there's someone else you might know, that another believer might think the spirit and soul are synonymous terms.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They don't know the difference between the soul and the spirit. They think they're synonymous. Mm-hmm. How do they have a way to divide the soul from the spirit?
Right.
Well, that's really up to us. Mm-hmm. We can tell them. We can teach them. Mm-hmm. We can show them the Word.
That's right.
This wonderful verse in Hebrews 4:12 says the Word of God is living and operating. It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
Even to the dividing of soul and spirit and joints and marrow.
Amen.
So there's a way we come to the living Word, pierce our soul, to divide it from our spirit.
Amen.
And we can really enter into the enjoyment of the Word, which is Christ Himself.
Amen.
In our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and have brothers read A.
The word of God must pierce us so that we may know how to press on from living in the wilderness of the soul into the good land and the holiest place of our human spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So this is really a wonderful expression here. We may know how to press on from living in the wilderness of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we know a little bit about the history of the children of Israel, and there was just a brief portion of it in this chapter that we got into.
Right.
The first stage of their full participation in God's full salvation, we realized they were in Egypt. They've been enslaved there.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that Egypt is typified by the world. Mm-hmm. The world is just Egypt. And eventually, they were led out by Moses. But they had been redeemed by the blood. Mm-hmm. And then they went through the Red Sea.
Right.
That experience of passing through the Red Sea was not the real bearer of the past.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that when we get to the matter of the River Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they entered into the wilderness, where they wandered for how long? More than 38 years.
Wow.
They just wandered in the wilderness of their mind. And if you check with your own experience, as even the New Testament believers say, you realize this is our experience.
Yeah.
We were just in the world.
Amen.
And then one day we believe the Lord Jesus, we received Him into us, we're redeemed by His blood, we're delivered out of the world,
mm-hmm.
and then we maybe entered into the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
We're just wandering, you know, just
right.
you know, we're following the Lord, but we're just kind of wandering in our mind.
Yeah.
And this is really what the epistle to the Hebrews is written for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were holding on to their Judaistic religion.
Mm-hmm.
They were just, you know, holding on to their religion and not sure they wanted to leave the religion, and they received the word
right.
through the apostles'
mm-hmm.
preaching.
Mm-hmm.
They were saved. They had the divine life and divine nature within them.
Right.
But they were holding on to something old,
right.
something traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really a picture of the children of Israel. And even, you know, maybe not so much us, but we, you know, we have to realize we have to be exercised.
Amen.
Not to wander in our soul.
Amen.
In our mind. To press on.
Amen.
Okay, let's go ahead and read. Let's see. Point 3. Okay, let's read that together.
Our human spirit corresponds to the holiest of all, corresponding to the good land of Canaan.
And we had the diagram. We saw the first two sections of the diagram in the sharing from last week's portion. but there were a little bit added on this week.
You brought the diagram.
Oh, praise the Lord. Tom is a faithful member of the body.
So just put it on there.
So we see that our body was actually mentioned last week.
Yeah.
It corresponds to the outer courts of tabernacle.
Right.
And this week we had an extra diagram added on. The outer court corresponds with the world in Egypt.
Yeah. Right.
And this shows
Egypt, right?
A clear picture of the experience of the children of Israel. Eventually they entered into the wilderness, which is the holy place.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the wilderness, they were there, as I said, wandering in their mind.
Right.
But just like the Hebrew believers were wondering in their mind, should I leave this religion? That's why we have to be exercised. Eventually, a few, Caleb, Joshua, maybe a small number, entered the enjoyment of good land,
right,
which is the all-inclusive Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
This is our human spirit.
Right? Amen.
This is very meaningful, dear saints. The three parts of man really portraying this wonderful picture of the children of Israel in their full participation in God's full salvation.
Amen.
These three
Amen.
Stages. And now we're here.
Praise
and
the Lord.
We're here at the Lord's table just enjoying this wonderful feast.
Amen.
As our portion.
That's
this
right.
Wonderful, all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
It is inexhaustible riches.
Amen.
Rich and sweet.
Amen.
In our portion.
Amen.
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 Okay. Let's go ahead and read set point. Let's have the brothers read B.
The natural man, which is of the soulish life, or the old nature, must be broken as the veil, and buried as the old man, so that we may enter into the enjoyment of Christ as our rest in the holiest of all.
So mention again, the children of Israel, when they arrived at the River Jordan, they had the 12 stones. And this really typified the oldness of the children of Israel, just their old being, their natural being. And so we see that the 12 stones were buried there in the River Jordan. But they had the 12 stones that were brought into the good land in resurrection. So this is such a wonderful experience, a wonderful picture of our own experience as believers today.
Yeah.
You know, through our burial, through baptism, so rich and so sweet,
Amen.
So wonderful. And we're brought out of the death, waters, and resurrection
Amen.
To enter into the enjoyment of this wonderful one.
Amen.
We're baptized into him, we're baptized into his body.
Amen.
What a Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah for such a Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is really what you see this matter of the veil was rent when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
Yes.
He initiated a new and living way.
Amen.
The veil was rent. The veil was torn.
Amen.
The Lord's flesh was crucified on the cross.
Amen.
Paving the way for us to enter in.
Amen.
We can enter in today with boldness.
Amen.
The throne of grace.
Amen.
The enjoyment of all that he is in the holiest of all.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's read together Roman number 2.
Distractions from the human spirit.
Now, as I got into this thing, I realized there's just a few that were really mentioned in this portion of chapter 3 of distractions from the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, there are many distractions that we have. And we realize the Lord really is frustrated because the self really blocks him out more than sin.
Mm-hmm.
When we commit sins, we confess, repent of our sins. His blood cleanses us. It washes us. We can come forward with boldness. We can enter in
Amen.
To the holiest of all.
Amen.
And we can enjoy his presence.
Amen.
But the self really is a hindrance to the Lord. And this first point, I'll go ahead and read this. The believers must forget about being good and doing good deeds. You know, we see an example of this in Matthew chapter 16 with Peter. When the Lord revealed his death to him, he was about to go to Jerusalem to be put to death by the hands of evil men. Peter took him aside, said, "God forgive, but God have mercy on you, Lord. This shall by no means happen to you." And of course, right away we know how the Lord responded. get behind me, Satan. Saying this to Peter.
Yeah.
You're a stumbling block to me.
Yeah.
You're not minding the things of God, but the things of men.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly what Peter was doing. He was expressing his opinion, which was wholly in the self, in the natural realm. And this is just a trap to us, a snare us, when we express our opinions in this kind of way, thinking that we're doing good, we're trying to do something or say something to please the Lord. So then the Lord told Peter, he told the disciples, whoever will deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Right.
So it really requires the denial of the self, the renouncing of the soul life. The self is just the mind is the leading part of the self. The mind will just take over. It's very, very prevalent in our experience. So we have to exercise our spirit to get out of the self, into the enjoyment of the good land.
Amen.
Okay, so that's good to be.
The most vital thing is for us to know our spirit and deny our soul.
Amen.
So we have to learn how to know our spirit.
Amen.
And this comes really by just exercising, by fanning the flame, the gift of God in there. And then we can enjoy through the exercise of our spirit, when we come to the Word, the nourishing Word, the Word that strengthens us, the Word that infuses Christ Himself as the living Word into our being. This is quite wonderful in our experience. So subjective and so real as the living Word. And it cuts, it divides our soul from our spirit.
Amen.
We can enjoy the riches of this wonderful one as the living Word.
Amen.
Piercing us. When you experience this, dear saints, I tell you, this is quite wonderful.
Amen.
This is why we just, we try to emphasize so much for the saints just to come to the Lord, craving the Word,
amen,
to be nourished, to be fed,
amen,
to be richly supplied by
amen
Him.
Amen.
This is so wonderful.
Amen.
And He infuses Himself into us
amen
as the living Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's have Sister read. See.
We tune our human spirit rightly, like a radio receiver. When we have a broken and contrite spirit,
amen,
this occurs when we are repentant before God and open unto Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Repentant before God and open to Him.
Amen.
So when we repent and we open our whole being to Him, our spirit, soul, and body, then our spirit has a way
amen
to enliven us,
amen,
to strengthen us, to bring us into the enjoyment of the Lord's presence
amen
in the holiest of all. Oh, what a wonderful experience this is when we just open to Him.
Amen.
And the blood cleanses us from every sin.
Amen.
Our consciences are sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Amen.
The blood just purges us.
Amen.
We have the peace.
Amen.
We have the boldness
amen
to enter into the enjoyment
amen
of all that He is and the holiest of all. Okay. Let's read point D together.
When we discern our spirit from our thinking, our emotions and our choices, we will know how to contact the Divine Spirit,
who
is the wonderful, all-inclusive Spirit of the Triune God.
Amen.
So this comes when we discern our spirit from our thinking,
right,
emotions and choices.
Right.
This really conveys to us that Christ Himself should be our emotions.
Mm.
He should be our thinking, our thought process.
Mm.
He should be everything to us. And we can really experience Him in this kind of way when we're in His presence,
amen,
in holy holies, in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
So I just appreciate so much seeing this view in God's divine economy, the two spirits,
right,
hallelujah, the two spirits,
amen,
the dividing of the soul and the spirit.
Amen.
And this is really a wonderful vision
right
to see, according to God's economy, how we can really touch the Lord, experience Him, and gain Him, to carry out His divine economy.
Amen.
That we could enter into Him day by day as our rest.
Amen.
And the holiest of all.
Amen.
Christ is our rest.
Amen.
You love just taking Him as your rest.
Yeah.
Amen.
And just enjoy Him as the living, the operative Word
amen
of God.
Amen.
This is so dear to me.
Amen.
I may be experiencing some kind of stress in my work life, and Brother Phil doesn't know what that's like. Christ is my rest.
Amen.
He is my comforter.
Amen.
And I know that I'm in my mingled spirit. I'm just enjoying the bountiful supply.
Amen.
All that He is being imparted, dispensed into my being.
Amen.
That's my enjoyment.
Amen.
So This is really a privilege, dear saints, for us to see this vision and to experience this Christ in a subjective way according to God's divine economy.
Amen.
What a view we have.
Amen.
What a Christ we have that's being glorified.
Amen.
It's being testified to be everything to us.
Amen.
Okay, we'll stop there. Maybe we'll take just a few minutes to confirm.